USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Firefighters continue to battle the Ferguson fire in Northern California, that fire forcing mandatory evacuations near Yosemite National Park. CAL FIRE Captain Christian Lilliman.
Crews on the ground, fire crews, in fire engines, putting water down on it. They are utilizing all the tools that they have to try to create breaks and create a buffer zone.
Red Cross is on the scene providing shelter for those evacuated. An alleged gunman is in custody after a three-hour standoff at a Los Angeles supermarket that left the store manager dead. Dozens of shoppers and employees were held hostage. The suspect eventually surrendered. Michaela Wilson was in the parking lot when the shooting started.
They were just telling everyone to get down in their cars and just try to duck for safety. And me and a couple other people I know were in our cars for a good, 30 minutes.
Prior to a police chase, the gunman allegedly shot his grandmother 7 times. She survived. This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Federal Transportation Safety investigators have interviewed witnesses of Thursday night's deadly duck boat accident. They've also collected video footage from another vessel that was near the boat when it sank to the bottom of a lake at a popular Missouri tourist destination. Winds were recorded at 73 miles per hour. Waves were estimated to be 4 feet high with 6-foot crests. NTSB lead investigator Brian Young says they've retrieved the recorder from the sunken boat.
That was recovered by divers. That is on its way to Washington, D.C., even as we speak, to be processed in the NTSB labs there.
Speaking at a news conference, Earl Wiener, an official with the NTSB, said waves may have been cresting at 6 feet as the amphibious duck boat went into the water. They want to understand how that information was passed on to people who made the decision to go out at that time. 17 people were killed. The search continues for a University of Iowa student who's been missing since she went out for an evening jog on Wednesday. Molly Tibbetts was last seen in the town of Brooklyn, about 50 miles west of Iowa City. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The FBI has released hundreds of pages of documents related to a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court wiretap application made in October of 2016 for Trump campaign former foreign policy advisor Carter Page. Officials were concerned that Page was a spy for Russia. On CNN's State of the Union, Page called it a complete joke.
This is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words. You know, it's you're talking about misleading the courts. It's just so misleading. Going through those 400-plus page documents, you know, where do you even begin? It's literally a complete joke, and it only continues. It's just really sad.
Trump wrote in a Sunday morning tweet that the documents confirm with little doubt that the Justice Department and FBI misled the courts. Many critics of President Trump say his behavior towards Vladimir Putin proves the president is being compromised by the Russian leader. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Trump's first Homeland Security Advisor, Tom Bossert, reacting to those claims.
This country elected a president that was a former businessman, and as a result, our economy is doing well, and we spend our time trying to have productive meetings with foreign leaders. All the rest of this speculation and smoke is meant to undermine the president.
Bossert said continuing conversations with Russia is a positive step forward. President Trump has said he was shocked that his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, would tape their conversations. But Michael Avenatti, lawyer for Stormy Daniels, tells ABC's This Week, Cohen shared many taped conversations with Trump.
Donald Trump knew better, and it's shocking to me that he now expresses shock about being taped.
For USA.